You're listening to SBS News.
According to the 2021 census, almost one in four Australians speak a language other than English at home. A new report by SBS and the University of Canberra that looks into the sense of belonging and media representation among multilingual Australia has found the majority of them feel like they belong to Australia, but less than half of them feel they can have influence over Australian society. Sue Nguyen is a co-author of the report. She has told SBS Vietnamese that factors such as residency status, media representation, and English proficiency can contribute to the overall sense of belonging.
There are variation and nuances across different language community because of their status in Australia, because of the dynamics, you know, in terms of demographics and time, you know, of settlement in Australia. However, the most consistent factor that had an influence on community sense of belonging is probably English proficiency or their confidence in their English language. We found the people that are more fluent in English are more likely to feel at home.
The report is a follow-up on the same survey in 2023, but this time it interviewed over 1,800 respondents across seven languages, including Arabic, Cantonese, Italian, Mandarin, Punjabi, Vietnamese, and English. It shows that while compared to the same survey done in 2023, there's an increased sense of belonging and more people feel their needs being met and their community members caring each other. There are still challenges to overcome. The report also indicates a generational divide, showing younger multilingual respondents are more likely to engage in national and global issues compared to older generation, but also less likely to agree that their cultural communities are fairly represented by media. Punjabi speakers were interviewed for the first time in this series of surveys, and the report shows they have the highest sense of belonging across other cohorts, while Mandarin speakers feel the least connected. Sue Nguyen says one of the challenges is media representation of multicultural communities.
In terms of representation in the media and in the news, they are, however, more critical about feeling fairly represented, covered in the media. And we know from the previous research, again, the findings this time reconfirm that there's such a strong connection between feeling represented in the media, in the news, and feeling that they belong in Australia.
The report also sheds light on a concept known as collective efficacy, which refers to the belief on the impacts of people's own cultural or language community can have on Australian society. It shows those who have stronger belief in their own collectives are more likely to engage in civic participation, such as volunteering, joining protests, and voting in elections. But while two-thirds of multilingual Australians have at least one civic engagement, their participation can be uneven. The report finds Mandarin and Punjabi speakers reported the highest civic participation rates, while Cantonese speakers reported the lowest at 49%. Co-author Rebecca Griffiths, who's also the audience research lead at SBS, has told SBS Arabic there is still a lot to do.
Our recommendation is that even though we've seen a really positive outcome in this research with a sense of belonging and we are seeing it grow within the communities, that there is still work to be done. So we still need to foster representation across news and media more broadly and beyond media. We also need to provide resources and support to help English language learning. And we also need to foster citizenship in Australia as well for communities.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.